now, Rose, I know without a shadow of doubt, you didn't have no doubt. How do you know that? Amen. I'm pretty sure that everyone that is tuning in, especially internationally, you didn't have no doubt that you're a blessed man, you're a blessed woman, you're a blessed person. Everything around you is blessed. Amen. Because now this morning when you rose, you didn't have no doubt that the blessings of the Lord is going to continue to chase you down. Come on, somebody. My God Almighty. That the blessings of the Lord. God bless you, evangelist. Amen. God is good and his mercy endures forever. Come on, somebody. My God Almighty. God bless you.
Amen. And yes, his blessings endures forever. And we are just so grateful that on this morning, God rose up. And guess what? We did not have no doubt. When you got up this morning, you knew that you was putting on your dancing suit. Hallelujah. So you can just shout. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I thank you this morning. All over this land, stop what you're doing right now and give God his praise. Give him his praise. Let me wake you up this morning. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 I know you're feeling it. I know our brothers and sisters you know, all over the world, especially in Norway, Asia, Nigeria. So this morning when you rose, that morning when you rose, you didn't have no doubt. We just partners and listeners all over the world because it's a blessing. Oh, listen, if there's anyone of our partners, I don't know. Have we missed anybody else? Amen, amen. Eventually, if your phone on mute, you got to take it off, daughter. Take it off the mute. Amen. We just thank God and continue to give him the glory. Thank God. He's going to continue to give him the praise. Amen. Because God is good and it's first and endures forever. And I'm telling you without the shadow of doubt, God is good, amen. His mercy endures forever. You already know, amen. You stand to the right time and the right station at EM Ministry, amen. We're just going to break the word, and we're just going to give God the glory because over here, amen, God is good all the time. He is good, and we refuse to take any of his glory, amen. We just thank God for you all right there in the United States of America and also, my God Almighty, ATM. We thank God for you all as well. Amen. Because God is good. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. We thank God for her as well. Amen. You already know we're going to be ready to get this broadcast. And we just, before we get into it, we just have a preliminary that we just want to clear up and take care because I don't want no one to have to write me a because you already know that the mother of the hours, you got to go ahead and give her a welcome. Who is that mother? What's that mother name?
Mother OG. In the house.
Amen, amen. God bless you, Mother OG.
Hey, on behalf of Apostle Temple Spencer, the entire ABM family. We want to welcome our international visitors, local visitors, United States of America, everyone that's under the sound of our voice. You already know what's going to happen. So just sit back, fasten your spiritual seatbelt, and get ready to hear a rhema word from God. Again, you are so very welcome. God bless you, apostles. Yep. Back into your hands.
Amen, mother. You already know. We just thank God because I'm telling you, when you come on, if they ain't feel welcome all over the world, I don't know what else to do. But I truly believe, amen, that we got families and friends and everyone, amen, that they are truly welcome. Amen. Have you all understand that this morning when you rose, you was already blessed. Amen. You was already blessed. If you knew that some of the people all over the world will take your place and will love to have your place, Never look at your situation as if a situation that is too hard for God. Never look at your situation as a situation that is impossible for God. Never look at your situation as a situation that you isolated and you the only one that is going through. Amen. Never look at your situation as if it's just I. I know that the reality is you're just looking at yourself in the mirror, but never look at your situation that you are alone. Scripture declares that God says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Never look at your situation as if that's the end. You know what, evangelist, amen, there's so many people all over the world that, you know, look at their situation and they'll take a look at different things that they're going through. They feel isolated. They feel like, you know what, Pastor, I'm the only one going through here. You know, the reality is, evangelist, that, you know, it can feel that way. But you know what, we just want to say a quick little prayer. Prayer and just pray for the individual evangelist. God bless you.
Amen. Father God, your word says that we shall cast our cares onto you, Father God. Lord, you, Lord Jesus, did not put too much on us that we cannot bear, Father God. And Lord, you are a God of peace. You are a God of happiness, Father God. You are a God of fulfillment, prosperity, and love, Father God. Lord, anybody in the name of Jesus right now, Lord, under the sound of my voice, Father, that's battling, Lord Jesus, our isolation spirit, Father God. That's battling, Father God, a spirit of confusion, Father God. That's battling, Father God, a spirit of defeat, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare, Father God, that those spirits, Father God, are removed in the name of Jesus, Father God, and placed under our feet, Father God. Placed under our feet, Lord Jesus, where we, Lord Jesus, control the atmosphere. We, Lord Jesus, control the authority that you have given us, Father God. Lord, let no one, Father God, on this morning, Lord Jesus, be in a place, Father, where they feel defeated. Let no one on this line, Father, be in a place, Father God, where they feel like they just can't, Father God. Let no one be on this line this morning, be in a just because moment, Father God. Let each and every person, Father God, under the sound of my voice, Father God, know, Lord Jesus, that you are God all by yourself, Father God, that they are the head, Father God. They are not the tell, Father God. Lord, that they, Father God, are your sons and daughters, Father God. And Lord, your love, hallelujah, has lifted them on this morning, Father God. So we come to you this morning, Father God, with all humbleness, Father God, saying to you, Lord, have your way, Father God. Have your way, Father God, because it's not about me. It's not about you, but it's all about God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
As that prayer was going out, I hear the word say, you shall live and not die. Evangelist, I hear a prophetic word that is in the spirit realm that I truly believe that God is talking to somebody, my God, this morning. And God just want to let you know that you shall live and not die. One thing that I do know, it doesn't have necessarily has anything, or it doesn't have something to do with your physical life. It could deal with your situation. It could deal with the circumstances that you are looking at. As circumstances that you are facing. And sometimes it looks like the circumstances or the situation looks like it's going to defeat you. Sometimes the situation or the circumstances look like it's going to overtake you. But I hear a prophetic word, evangelist, that you shall live and not die. All over the world, we want to tell somebody. We want to tell somebody in their home. I want to tell somebody, even looking, listening to us all over the world, listening away by phone or internet, we want to tell you this morning that you shall live and not die. We declare and decree that you shall arise. You shall live and not die. Amen. In the name of Jesus, that it is so. In the name of Jesus, you need to take up your bed and walk. Take up your situation and walk and understand that God is in control. Evangelist, they should live and not die. Come on.
They shall live and not die. You with that situation right now that has that doctor's report in the name of Jesus that you are holding on to and not seeing what God is saying to you. Don't you dare in the name of Jesus put God in the box. Don't you dare in the name of Jesus sit and take man's word, because one thing we know about God, he is a God that cannot be contained. In the name of Jesus, you open up your mind right now. In the name of Jesus, you open up your heart right now. In the name of Jesus, you open up a place where you are able to receive what God has for you. Because one thing about God, God is the one who chose you. God is the one that made everything around you manifest. God is the one that gives you strength. God is your provider. So being that God is your provider, you need to be in a place right now in the name of Jesus that you remove everything, everything that's in your mind right now, and you go unto the Lord and you say, Lord, it's you, it's your will, it's you, Father God. It is you, Lord Jesus, that I hear. It is you, Father God, that I'm obedient to. It is you, Father God, that I have made a conscious decision that my circumstances is not bigger, that I do not, in the name of Jesus, allow my circumstances to deal with me, but I speak to the mountains. I speak to whatever obstacle that's in my way. I sit and tell you this morning, wherever your faith level is right now, in the name of Jesus, I say to you to pray. Pray to the Lord, the God of your host, and ask God to build your faith. With that faith, that trust comes. With that trust, that love comes. With that love, belief comes. Believing in God that you will not have a wavering spirit, that your mind will not go all over the place, that you will remember who God, your Father, who is in heaven, who he is, the authority that he holds, the authority that he has given you. Let go and let God in the name of Jesus.
Come on, somebody. I feel the prophetic. Amen. I feel like God want to talk to some of you all personally. He want to call you out personally. I'm telling you. Also, I heard in the spirit realm that God says, don't you continue to pray about that situation. He said that your situation that you're praying for, other words, the direction, a transition, a move that you want to make. Amen. God says you don't need to have to acquire because your time is overdue. Your time, you are late. Amen. You should have been made this decision, amen, a couple of years ago, says God. But God says now, amen, it comes around because of grace, amen, keeping you covered and keeping you sufficient. Now is your time, amen. Don't you be slow for making a move on this time, because the wonder or opportunity, I want to talk to somebody, the wonder or opportunity, my God, it will close. Evangelist, help me out about this wonder or opportunity that God is speaking to somebody.
God is a now God. God is a now God. God is dealing with us right now. If you're not on the line, we talked about the glory of God. God's glory is right now in the name of Jesus. You need to act right now because God is a now God. God is a now God. God is a God that he deals with things right here and now. And you cannot be in a place of procrastination. This is not a season of procrastination. God has extended his grace. God has extended his mercy. God has shown you that I love you unconditionally. I have stopped time. I have moved certain situations out of the way. So right now, I need you to get yourself in order. I need you to align yourself up with my will. I need you to stay in the center mask right now. God is not a God that he's going to sit. We already know that God has given us free choice. It's up to you today to make that decision that you will serve God now, that you will get into the proper position right now. We're not talking about 2 hours ago. We're not talking about tomorrow. We're talking about now, because God is a now God. Hallelujah.
I declare and decree that the set timing of God is going to be your norm. I want to speak to somebody. Amen. I declare and decree in the name of Jesus that the set timing of God is going to be your norm, not your timing, not your thoughts, not when you feel as though you got to get everything in order, not when you feel as though you have everything in order, not when you got your checklist is completed. I declare and decree that God's set timing is your normal timing. The set timing in God is your way of life. The set timing of God is your altitude, and also it is your longitude. I declare and decree it in the name of Jesus. My God, listen, Evangelist, I feel a prophetic move. My God, that God is speaking. More we talk, the more we begin to pray, the Holy Ghost begins to talk even faster. Listen, Evangelist, my God Almighty, as we begin to pray and as you begin to, my God, expound and also pray and minister to the individual that dealing with the slopers, trying to get a checklist or with God, is this the time? Then I begin to see the angels of the Lord begin to shuffle up some paperwork. Now, I want y'all to understand this, because sometimes shuffling of paperwork, amen, could be, my God Almighty, that is trying to misplace some things. So, other words, my God, I want to talk to somebody that released a warfare prayer. I want to talk to somebody that released a warfare prayer. And the warfare prayer went out to confuse the mind of the enemy and confuse the mind of the enemy pertaining to a certain situation. The paperwork represents a situation. It represents an issue. But when the angels begin to shuffle and disorganize, amen, because that's the representation that, my God, allegation that begins to have itself laid out before or against the individual. Watch this, Evangelist. Now the angels of the Lord begin to confuse the mind of the individual. You got to understand that God will use the same attack of the enemy to attack his own self. My God, it's like a disease that is called lupus, amen, that attacks the body, attacks the body against itself. I don't know who we talking to, my God Almighty, this morning, but somebody, my God Almighty, that don't release a warfare cry, I want to let you know it done broke through the heavens, and it's at work before you. Evangelists, go ahead and declare prophetically over that individual life.
I decree and declare in the name of Jesus that God is not the author of confusion. I decree and declare that in Jesus' mighty holy name that you remove yourself out of the way and allow the angels to do the work. You called on the name of Jesus. He heard your cry. Even though the angels are in the atmosphere fighting the battle for you, I decree and declare that you will be in a place to receive. I decree and declare that you, that confusion will no longer be in your mind. I decree and declare that you move self out of the situation. This battle is not yours. It's the Lord. Stop bringing your mess to the table. Stop leaning on your own understanding. Get into a place where you're trusting the Lord and leaving it right there at his throne in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Listen, somebody is working for your good. I want to let you know, amen, that it's working for your good. It's not working against you. It's working for you. Amen. Sometimes the God will allow the enemy to confuse itself to work out for your good. Amen. To work out for your good. Sometimes God will allow a situation to be disbobulated, because you got to understand, for a situation to overtake you, it has to be in order. Amen. It comes in order. Many people say a lot is messy. Yeah, it might be messy, but at the end of the day, it came with some type of order, amen, to overtake you. And sometimes God will leave the enemy disbobulated because of your warfare prayers to work for your good. So I want to tell somebody, whoever this individual is, amen, it's working for your good, amen. It's working for your good, because what you to happen, amen, is going to get so discombobulated, they ain't going to know what to do, amen. They ain't going to know which way to come from. They ain't going to know how to deal with this situation, how to deal with this issue, amen, because it's working for your good. So you got to allow God and allow the things of God to work who? For you, amen, to for you. Understand this. The evangelist says something more powerful. Says something powerful, that God is not an author of confusion. Absolutely correct, but the enemy is. So the enemy will get entangled with his own weapons and his own warfare that he tried to do what? To put on you. Y'all know the old saying, if you dig a hole for me, you might as well dig a hole from you, because the same hole you got for me is the same hole you're going to fall up in. I want to tell somebody, you might as well go ahead and praise God. You might as well go ahead and thank God. You might as well go ahead and give God a shout. You might as well go ahead and give God a warfare cry, because I don't know who you are, but whoever you are, it's going to work out for your good. It's going to work out, my God, for the thing that God has for you. Somebody just need to thank him. I declare and decree in the name of Jesus that it is so. Also, I hear in the spirit realm, prophetically, amen, to speak over individual prayers, my God, prayer life, amen. Because at the end of the day, many individuals don't get discouraged in this pandemic. Many individuals don't got, and some individuals don't got too relaxed, amen? They got too relaxed in the midst of this pandemic. So now the urging of God is about that is warning you and causing you to come back into a place. But it's a tug of war going on. It's a tug of war, my God Almighty, of your own flesh wrestling, and it's a tug of war of the wooing of God, my God, to call you back into his presence. I declare and decree in the name of Jesus that it is so. Amen. I'm glad that you shook yourself and shook yourself loose, amen, to come back into the presence of God. Amen. I declare it and decree it in the name of Jesus. Evangelist, give me a prophetic word over the air.
My daughter, he's talking strictly to a female. My daughter, I need you to get up right now. I need you to get up and praise my holy name. I need you to stop giving me your prayers and taking them back. I need you to stop running to each and every other person and not seeking my face, because I've already told you, I've already comforted you. Each and every time I woke you up in the wee hours of the morning, I've given you instructions and you failed to do so. But you came back again. You came back vowing this time that things were going to be different. So I say to you on to this day that peace be still. Peace be still. Your circle has turned into a square. The people that you think and you're conversating with, they're not of me. They're not of me. So the time that you're spending with them, in the name of Jesus, I'm telling you right now to move yourself. To move yourself. It's time for a switch. It's time for a transformation. It's time for you to understand that I am God. It's time for you to stop coming up to me and saying that you want to do this and you want to do that. But when your circle comes around you, you sit and you forget about me. The time is now. I'm a now God. The time is now. You need to praise me. You need to keep a song in your mind. You need to keep words on your mouth. You need to let go and let God in the name of Jesus. I am not a God that you can sit and play with. I am not a God that will sit and tell you something. My word does not come back void. My word is peaceful. My word is of love. My word is of honesty. My word is of trust. And I need you to understand just who I am, because it is me and only me that created you. It is me and only me that is calling on you. I just need you to be in a place to receive what I have for you in the name of Jesus.
The first step in being reactivated and getting back to the place, the first step, amen, is to rededicate, amen. Renew your relationship and rededicate back to the Lord, amen. Once you renew and you rededicate, amen, you need to identify what you. You need to identify the different things that causes the hindrance. You know what I found out, evangelist? Amen. Everyone want to deal with everything, my God, but other than deal with the honesty about themselves. Amen. Everyone want to deal with everything else other than about the honesty of themselves. It's the honesty that is going to set you free. Scripture put it as, it's the truth that is going to set you free. Listen, my God, that the prophetic, my God, is very strong, is very heavy. Amen. I don't know who this individual is, but you already feel, though, that you got some individuals that is undermining you under the scene pertaining to your place of employment, pertaining to your job. Amen. There are some sabotaging things that goes on. Amen. I want to let you know, I got a 50-50 shot that the word that the Lord gave me pertaining to this individual. This is what the word of the Lord says pertaining to that individual. He says, listen, he says, true repentance will bring you back into covenant with me. I don't know who this individual is, but God says you need to come in true repentance. Because you still trying to navigate through the spirit realm and also navigate through your life without bringing through repentance. He said you still have the wrong individuals that is trying to pour into you and also trying to mentor you, and I have not called these individuals into your life. Mm-hmm. And it causing you to step away from true repentance. He said because it has not been no true repentance or has not been no navigation. He says that this attack came once before. And I covered you. He says, now the enemy sees an open door, or the enemy sees you as an open target because he's seen you drifting in the spirit, even though, my God, you still trying to communicate with me. He sees you drifting. Now the enemy says, I'm going to take away your resources. So it's an attack that the enemy's going to come in to bring hardship in your time, in your life, and it's going to attack your resources. And God says this will stop and it will be a blocker that is going to happen, but it has to be true repentance. It has to be true repentance. I don't know who this individual is, but God says you don't double talk and you don't cross individual. It has to be true apology. It has to be true, my God Almighty, repentance to stop this phase. He says, surely you're going to understand that I am the hand of the Lord, and I keep, my God, what is right. And he said the attack will surely be successful over your life if you don't do the things that is in my will and do it correctly. Amen. Evangelist, this is something that people have to understand. No matter what you try to do in life, it's going to be a season of grace. What things is looking good is looking fine, but also it be a season to where God says you ain't nowhere near. You all jacked up. You all messed up. Amen. That's why I don't allow folks, allow nobody to pull me away from the love of God. It's not, if you don't have the capacity, I can care less how good your talk game may be. But if you don't, you cannot just demonstrate it in your own life, and you cannot demonstrate it in your personal life, I cannot, listen, I can't walk with you. I can't deal with that, amen? Because at the end of the day, we all have our own issues that we're wrestling with. Why add double or why add more unto that? Can you explain that to me? Why add double or add more unto your life? Because you decide to do, or you got this thing wrapped up. I don't know who got this spiritual realm wrapped up tight, because my goodness, there's so much of layers and so much of depthness into this. And when you deal with people that think they know and they say they know, you are dealing with some, you dealing with some nonsense now. Because at the end of the day, it is more depth. Can you help me out with this?
Yes, Lord. And the reason why people do that, because you do not truly have a relationship with God. When you think, when you make a conscious decision to have a relationship with God, all your worries and cares are cast on Him. This is why it is so important to know God. It's so important to trust God. It's so important to be comfortable in God. It's so important to feel Him as your security. Because when you do not, that's when we get to the point that we waver, Apostle. See, we get into a point where we decide that our mind is not a mind over matter. It's our way. We forget that God is the creator of the universe. We forget that God, our purpose is to glorify the Lord. We forget to the place that we do not have to sit and do things our way, but we have to do things our way, your God's way. We never have to get into a place where we have to depend on our own understanding. God is our everything. God is our Alpha. He's our Omega. He's our everything. And I want to come back and retract, because I never should say the word reason, but I will say this to you, that God is in control, and I can't be that person to say what the reason is, but I can tell you from my testimony, from the things that I've been through the times that I've been in the miry clay, in the mud, in the times I've been in the ocean and about to drown, in the times that I have been in the fiery furnace burning, that I had to call on the name of Jesus. And when I called on the name of Jesus, all my worries went away. Why? Because I had to get to a place where I knew who Jesus was. I had to get to a place that I realized that he was my rescuer. I had to get to a place where I realized that he was my sustainer. I had to get to a place where I realized that he was my deliverer. I had to get to a place where I realized that he was my protector. And how did I get to that place? I let go and I let God. I had to remember that it's not about me, but it's all about Jesus. I had to remember that I am not worthy to create the heavens. I am not worthy to create the clouds. I am not worthy to do anything without the love of God, without God being the head of my life. Back over to you, Apostle.
You know, it's just a blessing that what God is doing, amen, even through different things that God is trying to warn individuals. Let me tell you something, saints of God, that there is a blessing even when God does that as well, because God don't even have to warn you, amen, to let you know what it is you're facing, what you need to do to turn around. I want to let you know that there is a blessing in that as well. You know, saints of God, it's not the time to throw in the towel to give up. It's the time to really get close to God. Never allow anything or anybody to separate you from the love of God. If you are in a blessed place, stay there. Stay there. Don't let somebody, drummer, trying to please somebody else and try to do all that, amen, to allow you to step back or step out of the place where you at. You know, I tell individuals all the time, because you got some individuals, they coming into a financial blessed place to where it's coming from every end. Let me tell you something. Never drop everything. Never stop different things that you got coming into your life. Amen. Because you got other issues and different things going on. You got to understand that God's going to bless you from the north, east, south, and west. Let it come. It doesn't matter how big. It doesn't matter how small or whatever you want to look at. All that matters, God, I thank you. I thank you from the north. I thank you from the east. I thank you for the south. Because you know what, evangelist? I realize that folks, you listen, people, you paid a price to receive that God has given you. You don't walk, you don't fault, you don't went through some things. Many of you ready to throw in the tower. Many of you did throw in the tower. Then you had to jump back in the rain with the same tower you threw it in and take it back out. As I'm talking to somebody this morning, amen. Many of you didn't know which way or how things is going to unveil, how things going to pan out. But at the end of the day, when you look at yourself in the mirror and you look around in your dwelling place, all you can say, Pastor, you know what? Somehow that I made it. Somehow, when I kept singing that song that this me war, that somehow I made it. Is there anybody this morning could truly say, you know what? At the end of the day, I know this ain't right. I know this ain't right. This might not be in order. But at the end of the day, when I take a look at my life and see, well, God, I felt that little Baptist right there, and see where God done brought me from. All I can say is, somehow I made it. I don't know how I got there. I don't know what it took to get me. me there. All I know, I've been through the valley, I've been through trials, I've been through over mountains, I've been through the wilderness, I've been through some stuff, but somehow, is there any EDM members on this morning? If you sleep, if you're not asleep, I need you to send a text and just say somehow I made it. I don't know how I made it, but somehow I made it. I don't realize how I got in this place. Somehow I made it. If anybody came from a place of rejection, but now you can look at it and say somehow I made it. Has anybody ever been broke, put thin, and disgusted? And when you look back, all you can say somehow I made it. Has anybody look back in their life and you are facing evictions, you are facing being homeless, you are trying to scrape up pennies out of your couch, trying to find whatever somebody done dropped, and now you're licking your bank account, all you can say but God. Somehow I made it. I've been talked about, but somehow I made it. I've been walked on. Somehow I made it. I've been lied on. Somehow I made it. I've been stabbed in my back. Matter of fact, they don't twist it in and try to take my organs out from my back. But all I can say is there anybody there? What about my international listener? And all you can say is what? Somehow I made it. I can't tell you how it happened, but when I woke up, like the songwriter said, this morning when I rose, I didn't have no doubt. And somehow, my God, out of every mountain, somehow I made it. Every valley, somehow I made it. Every fiery dark, somehow, my God, you know it should have killed you. You know that doctor report that the doctors are there with you. You can rebuke it all your wrong. You know they weren't lying, that they found their condition. You know there was a lie about the diagnosis. And 3 years later, 5 years later, 10 years later, all you can say, somehow, I made it. I just say, if anybody there this morning, just to give God a praise and just thank him that somehow I made it, I don't know. You know what? Can I talk to that other side of the crowd, the other side in the room that say, you know what? I didn't deserve it. You know I ain't deserve that blessing. I was doing everything I could do underneath the sun. I was stabbing. I was gossiping. I was doing all this. But somehow, I still made it. Somebody need to say, if God did it for me, since I let you finish that, I let you finish that statement. If God, my God, did it for me, what he'll do for you?
If God did it for me, a sinner, old wretch, a liar, a cheater, a mister, whatever you want to call me, and you right, Apostle, I did not deserve it. But what I realize is that God is not a respecter of persons. What I realize is that God is an internal God. God is a God that see your heart. God look at the motives that you may have had when you were on the other side. And when he look at those motives and you make a conscious decision that I'm ready to be cleaned up, when you make a conscious decision when I'm ready to be picked up, when you make a conscious decision that I'm ready for elevation, that I'm ready to be in your arms, when I'm ready to lean on you, when I'm ready for your love to lift me, when I'm ready for you to be the lifter of my head, guess what?
That's right.
Guess what? God gonna pick you up. God gonna take you to the next level. Even in your mess, even in your time when you feel like, Father, I'm not worthy, even when you land down in a prostrated position, even when you in the midst of hell,
come on now,
you are in the burning fire, that's what God is doing. He got you in that fire for a reason, because he's burning all infirmities off of you. He's burning all type of things that's not of him off of you. Why is he doing that? He's doing that because he's ready to use you. He's doing that to let you know. I don't care where you're from. You may be from Nigeria. You may be from Canada. You may be from Egypt. You may be from the United States of America. But the God that I am, you are no different from anybody else. So let me pick you up this morning. Let me bring you up out of that fire. Let me take you and change your clothing. Let me put the coals in your mouth to burn off all the negative and nasty things that you have to say. Let me clean you up. Why? Because I love you. Because I love you. I have greater for you. Because I need you to feed my people.
somehow I made it. Amen. Somebody need to say, you know what, Pastor, that's me. I bet I was ready to thorn and power, but somehow I made it. I was ready to give up, but somehow I made it. Is there anybody got a somehow praise in your belly? Do you got a somehow praise in your shout? They should have undermined me. It should have went through. It should have worked against me. But somehow, is there anybody have ever had a situation that it should have worked against you? It should not come in your favor. The only thing you can say, somehow I made it. Somehow you brought me through. Somehow I crossed over. Somehow, my God Almighty, I made it. I tell you, if that's you, go ahead and give God a praise.
You can call him, call him, tell him, hey, you can call him.
With him, and you better call him and tell him what you want. Because the other day, you already was at your lowest point, but somehow you made it. So somebody hearing your prayer, somebody is still looking over you. You know how we used to say, it got to be an angel looking over me, because I still made it through that situation. It got to be somebody covering me, because that should have happened. It could have happened. But guess what? I know somehow it's better. It's bigger than sugar. Somehow it's bigger than coulda. Somehow that I made it is bigger than anything. Y'all better help me here and give God.
Come and praise the Lord.
Because he is good and his mercy endures forever. Listen, I don't know about y'all, but I don't think folks want to have some church this morning. I don't think somebody want to give God a praise this morning, Evangelist. I don't know. It may be us. Amen. First Lady just texting up something. It may be us. It just may be our little group. My God Almighty, if that's you as well, I tell you, my God, you just give God a praise in the spirit realm, because at the end of the day, I know you don't praise him for somebody else. I know you've been praying for somebody else, but baby, you need to take a minute and take a time out and just praise him for yourself and just say, God, I don't know how, but all I know, somehow I made it. I don't know how you're going to do it, because when I was in the midst of it, I didn't see it. I didn't understand it. I didn't know it going to work out for my good, but somehow, is there anybody got a somehow moment? Is there anybody got a somehow praise? You know you didn't see it. You didn't. You know it. You didn't know how it's going to pan out. You know, my God Almighty, that you, it looked like the odds was against you, but all of something, here comes somehow, somehow something, and all you can say, God did it. Who did it? God did it. Who did it?
God did it.
I don't know how
God
he did it, but he did it. My God, can I tell somebody something? While you were asleep, God was still working. While you was napping, God was still working. While you was in your feelings, God was still working. While you was looking all sad and you was looking all defeated, God is still working. The songwriter say, they're a soldier. I tell you what, I give you 30 more seconds, amen, and give God a praise, and we about finna get out of here.
I still need your praise.
Tell them what you want.
I still need your praise.
Tell them what you want.
Oh, if you need your praise.
Tell them what you want.
Y'all finna get out of here. If we finna get out of here, we're gonna have to go, because my goodness, I'm telling you, that's a word all by itself. Amen. If y'all wanna know what the church topic of for the sermon of this morning, that's some, tell them somehow I made it. That's all we could tell them. What do you mean by that, baby? That's personal. That's personal. I can't explain your somehow. You can't explain my somehow. All I can know, somehow I made it. Somehow you made it. Somehow we made it. Amen. That's all. Every valley he brought me through. Every mountain that we had to cross. Some of you facing some mountains right now. Some of you are facing some valleys right now. Can I tell you by the testimony of the saints, especially by the testimony of a lot of ADNs that's hitting us up on the group line, somehow they made it. Somehow God brought them through. Somehow it should have killed them, but it didn't. Somehow it should have ripped them out, but it didn't. Somehow they should have thrown a towel, but they didn't. Somehow they should have
have walked away, but they didn't. Somehow they should have been broke, busted in, disgusted. But somehow, that, oh my goodness, I feel another praise right there. Yes, sir.
That's what it's done. That's what it's done. That's what it's done. He delivered me. He set me free. Oh, Lord. That's what it's done.
All right, we got to get out of here. First Lady said we only got one announcement. You know what happened to make this announcement right here? Our very own Jalen. That's our very own Jalen. Amen. His birthday is going to be, he's a warrior. He's a soldier. He's the one I use. His birthday going to be this Saturday. And I'm telling you, my God, if y'all know what we know, the odds didn't look like it was in his favor. Can I tell you what, the Lord, somehow this youth done made it. I don't care how old you are. I don't care how young you are. You still got to somehow praise. Somehow this youth has made it. We know who that somehow is. And at the end of the day, I want to tell Jalen, my God, if I don't get to speak to him on his birthday, amen, I want to tell him, amen, I believe the work of the Lord. I believe the word of the Lord. And the Lord said it, and it shall be, and it ain't nothing else to it. Amen. I just want to let you all know that somehow, my God Almighty, you're making. Listen, saints of God, if y'all know what people are facing, you'll know what individuals are dealing with. I'm telling you right now, you won't be so judgmental of folks. You won't be looking at them sideways. You won't be looking at them with a little stinky looking face. Amen. All you could do is just say, I'm not touching that because I don't know that sister's story. I don't know that brother's story. Amen. All I know, somehow I made it, and somehow I made it. If God did it for me, he could do it for you, because you know some of you talking about the enemies now and your haters now, you probably was the chief of the sinners. My God, you know the party ain't starting till you get there. The party ain't closed till you left, amen? So don't go and look at the peoples, my God Almighty, doing they dirt now. You was the big bad boss, amen? But somehow God delivered you. Somehow God taking care of you, and guess what? If he did it for you. Evangelist, help me to finish that statement there. I'm about out of breath. Lord, have mercy. Go ahead.
If he did it for you, he can do it for me. If he did it for Moses, he can do it for you. If he did it for Joseph, he can do it for you. What am I saying? I'm saying that God is a right on time God. I'm saying that God just needs you to give him some praises. I don't know what you came to do, but let me tell you what I'm going to tell you this morning all over the land. I came to clap my hands. I came to stomp my feet. I came to give God everything that I got. Every praise that goes out is unto the Lord. Guess what? He did it. Not you, not me. He did it. Let everybody over the world know that he did it. God did it. Not me, not you, but everybody else. So I sit and say unto you, before we leave this broadcast, you better get in your praise moment. If you got your high heels on, I want you to take your shoes off and start dancing for the Lord. If you got something in your hand, you put it down and you start clapping your hands. If you got something in your mouth, you remove it and you cry out to the Lord. I don't care what you say to him, but just let him know, somehow I made it. Somehow I made it. And when you stand it, you get your shout on. You start moving. You dance like you just don't care. Because if it wasn't for God on your side, where would you be? That's over to you, Apostle.
Evangelist, I'm going to get ready to leave this right here, my God Almighty, because you know what? Some of our saints and listeners, they need scriptures. They need Bible. They need all that, amen, to convince them, amen, that God is talking to them and God is trying to work in their favor. Well, let me help you. Let me help you out with the somehow that you made it. No, let me help you. Let's go to Bible on this real quick, just real fast. Somehow Noah made it, amen. Noah was facing a situation that it was judgment that came upon the earth, amen. And somehow Noah made it, amen. Just the same like we're facing a situation situation here that is called a pandemic, amen, COVID-19, and somehow that you are making it. Y'all about to hear me like this here. My God, somehow Isaac made it. Isaac was facing a situation that he had to deal with, a sacrifice of his own child. But somehow God had a ram in his bush. Y'all about to hear me up in here. Somehow, even though David had some issues with his flesh, and also David was a murderer. At the end of the day, the Bible still declared that David was a man after God's own heart. Somehow, David done made it in the midst of his mess. Somehow, Daniel made it. Amen. Even though the judgment against Daniel was so unlawful, they want to throw him in a lion's den. And what should have killed them? My God Almighty, that's a shout all by itself. Can I tell somebody that? My God, some of you were facing a situation like Daniel in the lion's den. It should have killed you. It should have took you out. But somehow, my God Almighty, that heard that I will make your enemies your footstool. Somehow, my God, God did it and it made it. Just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in a fiery furnace. Somehow, I thought God going to take me out of the fire furnace. But somehow, he took the heat out of the fire. He took the sting out of the fire. And all I could say, somehow, that I made it with the fourth man in the fire. Can I still go on? Can I keep on going on? Somehow, even though Adam in a garden, my God Almighty, he was all jacked up and he went against the things of God. But somehow, even though God brought him out of the Garden of Eden, he still made it. He still had his life. He still was able to give God his praise. Even though both of his children, my God Almighty, one, my God, want to be a knucklehead, and the other one want to dedicate himself to the Lord. But at the end of the day, somehow Adam and Eve still made it. Can I tell somebody? Can we run a little deeper? Can I talk about the Apostle Paul? Somehow that God took a murderer that going around murdering saints, that had a bad reputation in the Christian community. Somehow that God took this man that the odds looked against him, that the church community say, oh no, we don't need you over here. But he don't wrote by half of the books of the Bible. Somehow Apostle Paul done made it. Can I tell somebody? My God, as we finna get out of here and get ready to close, I don't care what your situation look like. We done gave you everybody and some men throughout the Bible. Somehow Naomi and Ruth done made it. Even though, my God, one was in their bitterness and one was in their sorrow, but somehow God done brought them through. Can I tell somebody? It doesn't matter what you're facing. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It's somehow God gonna bring you over. God gonna bring you through. Somebody need to say, I need to stay in the will of the Lord. This been Awakened Deliverance Ministry, my God Almighty, with yours truly, Apostle Temple Spencer and First Lady Lakeisha Spencer, and also our co-host of the, my God, of the hour, Evangelist, my God, Nita. We just thank God for you and you and you. We want to just go ahead and let you go and let you know that somehow it doesn't matter what it looks like, that you made it. So next time the enemy, my God, want to come up on your trail, you better let that devil know that I am a soldier in the army of the Lord. We're going to leave you with this, and all we can say, peace, love, and happiness. We out, because somehow we still make it.
And it made me whole.
That's what he said.
He delivered me.
That's what he said.
He brought me.